right. So as people are joining us, and I'll bring Teddy in just a second. The idea with this devotional is, what if God were writing you a little daily message? So the idea is that it is ostensibly from God. So today is June 17th. To you, as you look at pictures from decades past, you are surprised by how different you appear now. But as these changes were occurring, you barely took notice. Today, you will change. In subtle, even imperceptible ways, you will change from who you were just yesterday. Change is ongoing and inevitable, but know that you can direct the course of change by choosing what you wish to become. Nothing is more powerful as a means of channeling the limitless options of change than your intention for yourself. This day, know that you are changing. This is not optional. Therefore, harness change with your intentions. Without a clear direction, your future will be created haphazardly, and the result may not be to your liking. Remember, change may be a certainty, but your direction of change is a choice. Love, God. All right. Let's take a look and see who is here with us this morning and say good morning to my top fan, Cynthia Barcher, one of my top fans. Trish Parr is here, one of the 21-day champions. I owe Trish a 21-day certificate, and I'm going to work on that today. I was actually looking at templates for creating a new style one. So, always an evolving process. And so I want to say good morning to, let's see, Linda Farrell is here. Good morning, friends from beautiful Central Florida. Popka, if I'm not mistaken, Tammy Boatwright is checking in from Hilton Head. We meditated at Tammy's place yesterday virtually by using the pictures that were sent to me by Tammy. And I'll show you whose home we're going to be visiting today for our meditation. This is the view that Jill Wendt gets to enjoy. This is Jill Wendt's home in Virginia. So today, while we are meditating, this will be our background. I've asked the people who are part of our complaint-free meditation group to provide me with what they see in the mornings so that I can create a backdrop for us to use. And I want to appreciate Jill Wendt for having sent me that. Miyuki Pullman is also a member of our complaint-free meditation group, as is Lisa Bartels and Tammy Boatwright, as I'm looking at it. And so there's so many of you. I want to say hello to Miyuki. And Lisa says, good morning, friends. Cindy Cahill Benson, I also owe her a 21-day certificate. We've had two people in the last couple of days complete the 21-day complaint-free challenge. If you have not taken the challenge, it is transformative. Go to acomplaintfreeworld.org. That's acomplaintfreeworld.org. I'll put the links in this description. There's Michaela Doherty. Good morning. She says, good morning, friends. Everybody's saying hello. Lynn Ballone says, good morning, Will and everyone. Dominic Court Toulot says, good morning, y'all, all y'all. Sherry Green says, good morning, Jerome Johnson, also one of my top fans, and I appreciate that very much. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Daniel Byrne checking in from Michigan. See, I'm starting to know where most of you are little by little. And he says, good morning and happy Wednesday. I am actually still on my second cup of coffee. I got up this morning late for me. It was like, I don't know, 20 after 6, which that's like an hour and a half late for me. Linda Farrell says, just got done reading that this morning, and so very true, so much better than yesterday. Oh, the two you love God, that's awesome. Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that. Mike Nagy, newly retired. Good morning, says Mike, and Mike sent me his view, actually a picture he took at Lake of the Ozarks, and we're going to use that in a couple of days as our background for the jumpstart. Lisa Bartel says, hi, Jill. She's a top fan as well. Linda Farrell says, oh, wow, so beautiful, Jill. And Michaela Doherty says, amazing view, Jill. We've had so much fun. Michaela lives in downtown Miami. We have had pictures. Let's see. I can remember the pictures. I remember Lisa's home. I remember, Cynthia's home. And also I remember, I remember all of them and I've got them. But it's so cool to see around the world and to see what everybody's view and where everybody is. And the cool thing about the complaint-free meditation program, our goal is to get 1,000 people meditating live every single day. Because if we can do that, that's just, that will ripple out to everybody. the people who are meditating with us in the complaint-free meditation program are seeing a lot of transformation in their life, according to them, and they're here with me now. So they are talking about how much calmer they feel, more relaxed, how much more blissed out they feel, and that the experience of meditation lasts longer and longer. One of the things that you'll find when you meditate is that, yeah, you can get yourself into sort of a blissed out state if you stay with it for about 20 minutes. However, that has a shelf life and it begins to diminish. The more often you meditate, if you can do it twice a day, that's awesome. But at least doing it once a day, what that does is it causes that feeling to last for longer and longer and longer periods of time. And as it lasts, it becomes more of a part of your personality. You don't have to try and relax. You just simply become more relaxed. Just like right now, part of your personality is anxiety and stress. My Hamilton mug. Went and saw Hamilton at the Adrian Arsht Theater here in Miami. Right before everything was shut down. So, all right, well, I am really, really excited to talk to you about what we're going to talk about today. And the reason I am is that it was something we talked about yesterday, and it was engaged so much conversation, so many shares, so many views and reviews of what we talked about yesterday. I wanted to continue the discussion a little bit. Today, we're going to continue to jumpstart anger. As I shared with you yesterday, anger has been the defining characteristic of my personality. I'm just going to be very honest with you. Why? Because my father was angry. He was an abused and neglected child, and he unfortunately repeated that pattern. That's what tends to happen, is that we repeat that pattern. My goal as a father was not to repeat that pattern. Now, my anger has still come out, I'm sure, in certain ways, and that's what I want to talk about today. We talk about anger, and when I have written and spoken about anger in the past, some people say, well, you just want people to squash their feelings. You just want people to push down what they're actually feeling. No, not at all. What I'm wanting them to do is to actually feel it, not project it out at other people. If we can learn to feel our own feelings and realize that our feelings are not going to hurt us, they're not going to destroy us, then we can come to grips with those feelings. What we tend to do, though, is when we feel angry, we flail about, we reject and get upset with other people. And as a result, the cycle continues, because then, I don't know about you, but here, the cycle for me is something happens, and I'll get into this more in a moment, but something happens as a result of that something happening. I get angry, which exacerbates the problem, which makes that something make me feel even more angry. And then as a result, just for good measure, little cherry on top, what do? I get angry at myself for having gotten angry. Does any of that sound familiar to you? Can you resonate with any of that? How about this? Do any of you suffer from chronic sadness, depression, anxiety? In many ways, those are anger as well. Let's talk about anger. There's an emotion of anger, and unfortunately, there is a state of anger. Now, I looked up the word anger a few years ago. Now, the definition I found yesterday was slightly different, but it still holds true if you dig deep enough. And that is that anger is the emotion that is associated with the fear of dying. I'm letting that sink in. Anger is the emotion that is associated with the fear of dying. So in other words, when we are getting angry, at some level, we are afraid of dying. Now, stay with me and I will tie this together for you. I once heard a speaker talk about the fact that all of our fears and anxieties are ultimately a fear of dying. And that is, for example, you're running late to a business appointment and you're really running late and it's an important thing and you feel this really, really, really big fear. Well, how is that somehow associated with dying? Well, you miss the meeting. You don't get the deal. You end up getting fired because you're not your mind, your ego at deep, deep levels is actually processing this. As a result of getting fired, your wife and family or your husband and family or whatever leaves you. As a result of that, you end up homeless on the street with no one to care for you and you end up dying. it's something that I invite you to pursue in your own mind, to journal about and to consider, but I want you to know that anger as an emotion is a really, really, really powerful thing, and it is not something that we necessarily should be caught up in. The problem is that we live in a world and a society that is intended to scare us. It is intended to scare us if we don't produce enough. It is intended to scare us if we don't consume enough. It is intended to scare us if we don't drink enough water, eat enough vegetables, eat too many vegetables, eat meat, don't eat meat. It's just designed to sit there and to scare us and to keep us in an agitated and angry state. That's the point. The state of being angry. And that is what I have had to struggle with for many, many, many years. And am just now feeling like, over the last several years, getting ahead of this and wanting to. That's why I want to share this with you, because I know that it's something for many of us. Now, what causes anger? I want to read you something. But first, before I read it to you, I want to show it to you. Let's see if I can do this. I highly recommend this book. If anger is an issue with you, Les Carter and Frank Minerth, PhD. I've got it in the wrong spot there, over here. Everything is backwards for me. Anyway, it's called The Anger Workbook by Les Carter and Frank Minerth. Now, I want to show you something about this book. Let's see if I can. Here we go. Look how written in this book is. I went through this book once a year for 3 years and wrote out my answers until my answers changed. And I love that. So here's something that the authors of this book share with regard to anger. In many cases, anger is ignited when a person perceives rejection or invalidation. Let me say that again. In many cases, anger is ignited when a person perceives rejection or invalidation. Whether or not that is the message intended by the speaker, the angry person feels that his or her dignity has been demeaned. Now, angry people are hypersensitive people, and I love that I can say that just straight out, being a person who struggles with the state of anger. We are hypersensitive people. We are looking, as someone once put it, a friend of mine once put it, we are an ouch looking for a hurt. We already have the ouch because we are trapped in the state. Now, some of you who are not in aggressive anger, there's aggressive anger, there's passive aggressive anger. Aggressive anger is that anger that when we say he's angry, that's the anger we tend to think of. We use the word mad interchangeably with the word anger, although mad literally means that you are so angry, you're crazy with anger. The word mad still and always has meant insane. So you are so angry, you are insane with anger. So, anger is not something that is natural for us. It comes as a fear, as part of rejection. Now, one of the interesting studies that I read is over half of all domestic violence is perpetuated against someone who is leaving or who has threatened to leave. Let me say that again. Over half the domestic violence in our country comes when one person tells the other person, I've had it, I'm done, I can't be in this anymore. And the other person feels so rejected, they become so angry that they then physically attack the other person. Breathe into that for just a moment. So here's what I want to do in our closing moments this morning, and that is to tell you that anger is the result of insecurity. The word insecure. My first wife, Lisa, left me. When she did, she said, I'm leaving you because you're so insecure. And she's right. She was right. I looked up insecure. I worked on it for many, many, many years. Still do. The word insecure literally means unsafe. And for many reasons, all of us have reason to feel unsafe. Either things that happen as children or things that are going on in our lives right now. So if you feel unsafe, you are far more likely to feel like you're being demeaned, diminished, or rejected because you're already on tenuous ground. And so you are far more likely to get angry. And angry can show up as explosive angry, which is what I used to have. It can also show up as depression. It can also show up as ongoing sadness. So here's what we do to overcome angry and being anger. We remind ourselves about how genuinely safe we are. We remind ourselves that we have and can take care of ourselves, that we have and can make sure that we are okay and that we have done this time and time and time again. I've got a jumpstart coming up on this titled Your Resume, and that is to go back and literally look at every bad thing that ever happened to you. Every bad thing, not good things, bad things. And then to figure out how you recovered from them, how you got yourself through them. There is no safety in other people. There is no safety in money. There is no safety in society. The only safety comes from ourselves and realizing that we're okay. And when we do that, when someone gets like a couple of days ago, I told you I did a post and some people really attacked me with vociferous anger. Now, are they afraid of losing their lives? Yeah, because they're really afraid that if my particular vantage point becomes the norm, they will be on the outside. They will be ostracized. And as a result, they'll end up lonely, alone, dead. So, when you become confident and comfortable in your own place, your own self, your own opinion, and realize that as Rudyard Kipling said, an if so that no man can hurt you, neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, then you become less angry, then you become less reactive because you feel more comfortable in yourself. And the only place to find that comfort is in yourself. So I invite you to begin to explore looking for that in yourself now, to accept yourself, to become the person that supports yourself such that no matter if someone else rejects you, you got you, and that's what matters. Let's take a look at some of your comments before we say goodbye. Oh, don't have any. All right. Well, I'll give you a moment to pose questions and make comments while I remind you that our complaint-free meditation group is going to be live in 10 minutes. We are going to be looking at Jill Wendt's view. You can see there's a little static there in the bottom corner. I'll fix that between now and then. But I invite you, if you are looking to become a less angry, reactive person, then the best way to do it by far is meditation. Not only does meditation relax you and teach your body what relaxed feels like, because most of us don't even know, but more importantly, meditation is the act of mastering your own thoughts by focusing, and excluding outside thoughts so that in those moments when you need to choose to be less reactive, you've already trained your dog. I say that because yesterday I was at the dog park with Teddy. We always go and watch the sunset, and we were in there. And it's amazing to watch people who have never trained their dog, who've never given their dog commands, trying to explain to their dog why they should now come back to them. I heard somebody yesterday, Ulysses, come back. Ulysses, come back. Ulysses, would you please come back? And this is a 125-pound Great Dane running along and everything. Meanwhile, if I say to Mr. T over here, Mr. Teddy, I say, sit, his butt hits the ground and he doesn't move. Why? Because every day I give him a little bit of peanut butter and I say the word sit, that's it. So if we train our minds in advance, when we need to be less reactive, it's something we can actually do. And meditation is the thing. If you're struggling with depression, or if you're struggling with anger or anxiety, guarantee you it will make a huge difference. So, all right. So Michelle Doherty said, good morning. Great jumpstart, says my friend Tammy. Thank you. Too focused in pondering today's lesson. Lynn says, well, good. Join us in the meditation group, which I know you will be. And we'll we'll process and let things think in. Gives us a lot to think about, says Linda Farrell. The takeaway is that almost all anger is a result of feeling rejected. So trace that back. And if you can trace it back and then accept yourself, not expect the other person, even accept yourself when the other person rejects you, feel so comfortable in yourself. One of the things that I did was for almost a year, I read Self-Reliance by Emerson. I got up every morning and I would read 10 minutes, just 10 minutes. But in 10 minutes, I would go through the thing three times in a week. So very good point, says Miyuki. Love this talk today, says Liz. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be able to share with you and to have you here with me every morning. Be sure and share. That's the way we get more people. That's the way we influence more lives. That's the way you get to have more happy, healthy people to be around and to work with. Because I'm here to help them every single day, and you as well. Let's build harmony, let's build happiness, and let's continue to build our community. Thank you to those who share, and also remember, type the word share in the comment field so that I know you shared, and I can thank you personally. All right, everybody, today is Wednesday. Make it a great day. Love you all. See the rest of you in 6 minutes in our complaint-free meditation group. See you tomorrow, and tomorrow we're going to be talking about being pulled as opposed to being pushed. I'll see you then.